This is Financially Fit Radio with Corey Sickles from Safe Harbor Retirement Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Corey provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Financially Fit Radio with Corey Sickles.
Welcome back to another episode of Financially Fit Radio. My name is Corey Sickles with Safe Harbor Retirement Group and Wealth Advisors. If you'd like more information about what we discussed today or any financial topics, feel free to reach out to us. Just give us a call at 614-760-0670. Or you can always visit us online at safeharboroh.com. And while you're on our website, feel free to click on that radio page. You can listen to past shows as well as subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Also, feel free to watch today's show on our YouTube channel. Just type in Safe Harbor Retirement Group. You can go to the Financially Fit Radio playlist. And also, check out our shorts as well. We have 3 to 5 days a week, we're actually putting financially fit tips out there so you can keep updated on some, you know, some financial news as well. Well, today we're going to talk about, I think, one of the most common things people ask, and that is what type of expenses should I expect to be paying in retirement? Obviously, you're going to be working on a budget, and I think it's a good idea to know where your money, you know, is going to be going. And really, more than importantly, how to actually plan for that. Before we dive into that topic today, let me introduce to you my co-host this week and every week, and that's Tony Shore. Tony, how are you today?
Oh, Corey, I'm great. I'm pumped up. I'm excited for today's show. I've had about 40 cups of coffee just to prepare for you this morning, just to handle the show.
That's good.
So I've got a lot of energy today. That's good. I'm excited about our topic. I've had a great week. We were just talking about what we did last weekend before the show, and got a chance to eat out at a nice steakhouse that you and I have both been to, and got a lot of yard work done. How about you? What have you been up to, Corey?
I did the same thing. You know, we kind of talked about it. I got some yard work done over the weekend as well, which is always good. You know, it's really really the best time of the year. You know, you were telling me it's been so sunny. You had a great weekend up there in Minneapolis, you know, the Minneapolis area.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to believe May's already flying by here already.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Then we're going to be almost 6 months into the year here.
Halfway. I can't believe we're almost halfway into 24. That's just nuts.
Yep. Kids are graduating from college already. And high school is going to be coming up here next. So, you know, it's that time of the year where kids are going to be graduating. Grandparents are going to be spending a little bit more money probably on graduation gifts and things like that as well. So, you know, today's topic is something I think is very important because we get asked this a lot, right? Or I usually ask the question because when we start really planning for retirement, Tony, I need to know how much you're going to need per month in order to live. And, you know, some people don't really know. We know, obviously, we have a, you know, on our confidential outline, we have a sheet on there that says, hey, what are your, you know, what all of your expenses are. But as you're kind of planning and trying to figure that out, it's very important, you know, to sit down really and kind of figure out how much you're going to need per month in order to live.
Yeah. And you've said this before. I learned this from working with you, Corey, is that no matter how much or how little you have saved for retirement, once you hit retirement, you're going to need a spending plan. You're going to need to know what your expenses are. Right. I mean, you have to plan that out.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we'll talk about what some of these expenses are, but one of the biggest things that I think people really need to do is you need to be able to plan your year out and then take that onto a monthly budget. And one of the couple of things that I see that can really derail a plan is when you're not planning, for example, for travel or for entertainment and things like that. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, you're making X amount per month. And then all of a sudden you come in and say, hey, I need another $5,000 this year because I want to go take a trip. That really should be a part of your budget, because in some cases, taking out an extra $5,000 or $10,000 a year where we're not actually planning for that could actually have a huge impact on how much money you have left 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Yeah, it has a huge long-term impact. And people might think, well, I'm going to have $1.5 million saved. I'll have plenty. I don't need to worry about it. No, you do, because if you're going to buy an RV and travel in retirement,
yep.
And you didn't actually think about that as part of your budget, and all that money is in a certain place where, hey, you could take that money out. The market could be down that year. You need to have that money set aside somewhere where you can access it easily and it won't affect your returns, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what you want to be able to look at. I mean, obviously it's important to be able to sit down with an advisor to kind of go over how you're going to be allocated and how much you're going to be able to need per month. But that's why you also have annual reviews with clients too, Tony, because, you know, when you sit down with your advisor, at least on an annual basis, you know, one of the things that we do is we kind of go over and say, you know, here's your snapshot. Here's what you're actually taking out per month. This is what it still looks like. So you can kind of get ahead of it, because one of the things that we'll find out is as you kind of meet with your advisor and going over what you're spending per month, we're going to be able to all of a sudden, hey, you got a red flag here. You're spending a little bit too much money. We're going to have troubles with you now in your 80s. And no one wants to hear that.
No.
But you know, the one thing that I think you just need to be able to do is get, you know, a control of your expenses. Let's kind of just go through some of these expenses that I think you're going to have to be able to look at.
Sure. I mean, and top of the list on that list of expenses, I know what you're going to say first, and that's pizza buffets. Obviously, you've got to have enough money set aside.
What used to be the big, buffet place up in like Minnesota? It's no longer there anymore.
Shakey's Pizza was a big one. I think they had a buffet.
For like buffets, just buffets in general.
Godfather's used to have a big buffet, and there's hardly any Godfather's left. Yeah. And what pizza places there are left don't have buffets anymore, typically.
Well,
Pizza Ranch.
When COVID kind of came, all those pizza buffets kind of went out the door.
Yeah, even before that, they went out the door. You know, buffets, health departments shut those down all over the place. But now there's a big chain, at least here in the Midwest, is Pizza Ranch. Mm. And they have chicken, potatoes, vegetables, and pizzas. And they do a good job putting out fresh. I mean, I don't go there very often, but and my mother-in-law loves to go there. You know, older people love buffets. My dad, my mom and dad love the Pizza Ranch buffet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyways, in all seriousness, I joke about pizza all the time. But what is on the list of expenses, Corey?
Well, the number one expense, Tony, on a monthly basis, and this is something you can eliminate, or the majority of that potentially, and that is going to be if you have a mortgage. That could be your number one expense in retirement on a monthly basis. So obviously, there's a couple things that go with that. You know, one is hopefully you're going to be in a position that if you do live in a house, that you can have that thing paid off by the time you retire. Now, even if you have the thing paid off, Tony, you're still going to have other expenses. You're still going to have to pay your homeowner's insurance. You're going to have to pay property taxes. You're going to have to do constant maintenance on it. And as you age and you live in that particular house, odds are you're not going to be able to eventually be able to do a lot of the things you do today. You're probably going to have to outsource the lawn care. You know, you're not going to be able to get up on the roof as you age in order to do things.
I mean, I'm already to that. I'm not getting on any ladder anymore in my life, Corey. Even though I could, I'm not going to.
You know, I had the great experience this last December having a little ladder issue and breaking some bones in my hand. So
I remember
kind of getting to that point myself. But, you know, those costs are going to keep adding up. A lot of people think, hey, I don't have a mortgage, but you have other costs associated with that, right? So that's why it's so important, I think, that people are looking at possibly downsizing, right? Being able to go into a community that's taking care at least of all the outdoor stuff, and hopefully you can still be in a situation where you're taking the equity that you have in your, you know, your maybe your current home, and be able to apply that to where you're gonna, you know, live the rest of your life in.
Right.
And hopefully you don't have a house payment, but you're still gonna have property taxes and HOA fees potentially, or some type of fees. So if you can eliminate that biggest part, which is the mortgage, you're just gonna be in such a better situation on what you're actually gonna need from a monthly basis.
Right, right. And that's huge. Going into retirement with no debt really helps that spending plan and your expenses, obviously.
It does, without a doubt. So that is something you can eliminate. Now, the next one we're going to talk about is you can eliminate it. And it's probably the number two expense, and that's your healthcare.
Right.
And
that's
going to
keep
one. And it's going to keep going up, right? Obviously, when you retire, you're going to have Medicare Part B on a monthly basis. You're probably going to have some type of supplemental coverage, you know, depending on what option you go there on Medicare, whether you do an Advantage or a supplement. Depending on what you go, you might have dental, you might have vision. Those are just monthly premiums that you have to pay. And depending on the way you go, obviously, you know, one of the benefits that we're going to probably see in the next year here, and that is you know, at least they're going to limit prescriptions to $2,000, you know, per year that you're going to have to pay out of pocket on. So that's going to help. Right now, you can get into that what they call the donut hole, and you can end up paying a lot more for your prescriptions. But at least they're going to try to put a cap on that. And obviously, the big unknown. Would be as if you do have some very serious medical conditions where you have to pay a lot more, or if you go into some type of extended care, whether you have someone come into your house to take care of you, whether you have to go out to a facility, that's very expensive. You're looking at, you know, in the Columbus area, assisted living's around $5,000 a month. So that's either going to come out of what you have saved, or if you don't have any money, then eventually, you know, Medicaid could actually, you know, pick up the tab for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a whole other conversation too, is how you're going to cover long-term care and when Medicaid kicks in, because Medicare doesn't really cover it. So you do have to plan for these. Healthcare is one of the biggies. I mean, mortgage, healthcare, these are huge expenses in retirement that people often forget and people don't realize. I mean, article and study after study shows out-of-pocket expenses for the average couple who lives past 65 in retirement is going to be what, between $250,000 and $300,000.
And a lot of times when they say those numbers, that doesn't even include long-term care. That's just medical expenses in general.
Yeah. My mom is in long-term care right now. She's not assisted living. She's beyond that. She needs full-time long-term care. Pretty much the max you need help with everything at this point. And it's $11,000 a month. And she's at a smaller facility, not a fancy private one. It's a great facility, but it's not a private one. Like my mother-in-law is at a private one, and it's $12,000 a month there for memory care. So
yeah,
these are huge numbers we're talking about.
Yeah. So yeah. And obviously it's just going to keep getting higher and higher. You know, with healthcare, you're looking at probably somewhere between a 5%, you know, annual increase in these type of expenses right now. So, you know, by the time, you know, we reach 75 or 80, it's going to be a lot more at that point in time as well.
Sure.
So, you know, obviously when we start talking about healthcare, you know, maybe you're in retirement, depending on how you work with your advisor, you know, you might even have other types of expenses related to healthcare, like premiums, like you might have, life insurance premiums, right? Or
sure,
you might actually have long-term care premiums in retirement. So, you know, one of the things that we really try to do when we work with clients is put together a plan so those premiums kind of end by the time you go into retirement, so you don't have to worry about making those monthly payments, you know, going forward.
Sure. Yeah, that's another thing people don't think about. And I wasn't really thinking about that either when I was thinking about expenses, our premiums for insurance.
Yes. Whether, you know, and you know, it's always good to be able to, another part, since we're just talking about premiums in general, but it's always good to probably sit down with an advisor to make sure that your life insurance is kind of on track, not to lapse, right? I see that a lot of times happen where you've paid all these premiums. By the time you're in your mid to late 70s, there's a good chance that your life insurance is going to lapse. So work with your advisor, let them review it. You know, obviously we can review those at no cost for you just to make sure that you're, you know, going to have life insurance when you do need it. And with a lot of those new policies out there, you know, you can get accelerated death benefit, which means, you know, if you're deemed terminally ill, you have access to that life insurance now, or you can build cash value, or you could actually use that for long-term care. So whether that's at a facility or whether it's done in your house. So there's, you know, obviously life insurance has changed over the, you know, the last, really over the last 5 or 10 years to make these a little bit more what we call hybrids, where it's just not for death benefit anymore.
Right. Right. And I think that makes perfect sense. So, okay, we've covered like mortgages, healthcare. What's another huge expense that people need to know about and plan for in retirement?
Well, this is something, again, that you can plan for before you head into retirement. I don't think a lot of people think of this as an expense, Tony, but it is. And that's taxes.
Sure.
You can't, I mean, there's really nothing you can talk about retirement without talking about taxes.
Yeah.
It could be one of your biggest, largest expenses in some cases.
Easily.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you have $100,000, you might be paying $20,000 a year or, you know, in taxes. So obviously one of the things you want to do is make sure you're working with your advisor. Obviously we can sit down with you and talk to you. Are there things that I can do today that's going to eliminate the taxes I pay in retirement?
Yeah, plan now to minimize that tax burden in retirement. And I think, you know, people definitely know taxes are a big expense, especially now and on a yearly basis, or their property taxes. People do think about these things sometimes, Corey, and are aware. People might be saying, well, I'm well aware of tax costs, but what they're not aware of is that they're going to have some large tax burdens or potentially huge tax burdens in retirement. I think a lot of people don't think about taxes when they think about retirement income planning because they're thinking, hey, I'm not working. I don't have that work income coming in anymore. I don't need to worry about taxes. But all those tax deferred retirement accounts are fully taxable in retirement, aren't they?
Exactly. They are. And that's why it's so important not to have all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
That's really like an IRA or a 401k.
Sure. You need a tax-free option as well. And we've talked about having that tax-free bucket of income for retirement as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I'm a firm believer, pay your taxes now and try to enjoy your retirement tax-free. So,
yeah.
You know, another one, obviously, another expense is travel, Tony. Everyone wants to, you know, it's what the number one thing I hear. This is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. You know, I want to travel in my 60s.
I want to hit 70s. As soon as I retire, a lot of people, while they're still able, they want to drive cross country, hit all the national parks. Yep. I know a lot of people who get an RV, whether it's a fifth wheel to pull behind in their truck or those campers. My grandfather was big into camping and had a big camper. And those RVs and campers are very expensive.
Yep. Yeah, they are. So, again, this is probably the most important part of it is when you're sitting down with your advisor and you're building an income plan, we have to be able to budget travel on a monthly basis.
Right.
Whether you're putting that into your savings or doing whatever you need to be able to do.
Yeah.
You cannot all of a sudden keep coming back and asking for another $5,000 or $7,000. Every year for your travel.
Right. I mean, I'm going to need, if you want to take the grandkids to Disney World and you think, oh, it's just a few $1,000s. I can pull that out of one of my retirement accounts. Well, it's probably going to cost more than you think. Number one, because our family just did that. My mom's mom She took us all to Disney World, and I happen to know it wasn't cheap. That is a lot of money. That's more than 10 grand right there, depending on how many people you have. But if you need money to take the grandkids to Disney World, or you want to travel to Europe, these types of things, even just regular travel, any airline tickets or gas or hotel, these things add up so quickly nowadays.
They do. And that's why, again, you need to work with someone to make sure that it's not going to have a huge impact later on down the line. And,
sure,
you know, you mentioned one thing in there. You mentioned kids and grandkids there, Tony.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I really think people need to look at in retirement, because spending money on your kids and grandkids, if you're not aware of how, what kind of impact that's going to have down the line, you actually could be in a situation where, you know, you could have money difficulties later on in life.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see this a lot where, you know, they're still taking care of their kids. And obviously, if they're taking care of their kids, they're probably taking care of their grandchildren. I mean, there's one thing about paying for some things, but, you know, hopefully you can be in a situation where your kids are taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
Because if not, it even makes it rougher for you to try to be able to retire and have the life that you want in retirement. You know, with that, you know, because it's all about money when you do retire. It really is.
Yeah.
And I don't think you want to be in a situation where you're going to be in poverty at some point in time as well. So you need to be able to have, you know, you need to really be able to get in control of what you're actually going to spend on your kids and grandkids.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're supporting an adult child, that's going to really hamper your ability to live and make your money last in retirement.
Yeah. And you know, obviously, I think one of the things we always do, too, Tony, is I know a lot of people like to give to charities.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things you're able to do in retirement potentially is once you reach the, you know, the once you're 73 or reach your required minimum distribution, you know, you can donate to your charity and give them that IRA where they're not going to have to pay the tax, but it still fulfills your required minimum distributions. So there's some definitely some benefit to you if you want to be able to, you know, give on a annual basis to your church or whatever charity you want to be able to give to as well. And, you know, I just kind of want to end the show today, Tony, is this. Hey, we're here to help and guide you. We retire people every day.
Yep.
And believe me, when we can sit down with you, go over what your planned income plan is going to look like. Expenses is a big part of it. We know what we're doing. We can help you and guide you to make sure that you're thinking about all the expenses that you're going to have in retirement, because you will, you know, the paycheck does end and you'll be now living off of how you have planned. And whether it's Social Security or pensions, but you are going to have to take money out of what you have saved, and you want to make sure that it's going to be there as long as you are. And if you don't have a plan, it makes it very difficult of knowing when that issue might be, you know, later on in life in retirement where you might not have any money.
Right. Yeah. And that's huge. You really have to have that plan in place. So how can our listeners get a hold of you, Corey?
Yeah. You know, for our listeners out there, just give us a call at 614-760-0670. Or you can always visit our website at safeharboroh.com. And just, remember this. All of our meetings are complimentary. There's no financial obligation. You know, if you don't have a financial plan, we'll put one in place for you. And if you do have one, we'll be that second set of eyes and provide a second opinion on that as well. Again, we're here to help and guide you to make sure that you have the retirement that you want. And the best way to do that is to sit down with us and have that complimentary meeting. Again, our phone number is 614-760-0670. Or again, you can always visit us online at safeharboroh.com.
All right, Corey, great show today. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Fit Radio.
Thank you for listening to Financially Fit Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Corey Sickles at Safe Harbor Retirement Group. Call 614-760-0670 or visit their website at financiallyfitoh.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.